If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's find out more about the two-story addition to Wrigley Field and other matters of extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. It's Seamus Toomey. Good morning, Seamus. When are they going to be building this thing? And don't they need some city council approval still?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. This is a sports book. It's planned for Wrigley. It would be the southeast corner. This is along Sheffield and Addison, you know, the original home of the Harry Carey statue, which is used to be the Captain Morgan Sports Club there, too. And now it's sort of a wide open corner. You know, they've got a bunch of hoops to still jump through, some not insignificant ones either. But sports gambling is legal in Illinois now. It's not legal yet within stadiums in the city, so that's got to get through the city council. But the Cubs are doing their prep work now. They got the Commissioner of Chicago Landmarks yesterday to sign off on this this building. It's glass and steel, and it there's some pictures of it on our website, but it takes up a pretty big chunk of this corner. So I think there were some questions yesterday about how people can actually pass by it on Addison on the sidewalk there. So there's a lot of questions left here, but the Cubs want to be part of they want a piece of a cut of the gambling revenue in Chicago. Of course, they've got a little bit of everything in Wrigleyville at this point. It's a partnership with DraftKings. It would be just for game days only. You could go in there and gamble. You don't need a ticket to the game to get into it, but you can go in there, bet on whatever. There's going to be a rooftop deck. But like I said, nothing about the Cubs, nothing about gambling is fast or easy. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on this one. But it got a little approved yesterday, and check out some pictures of it at blockclubchicago.org.
So it's on Addison Street, right?
Right. And that's the part that I think is really going to stand out to people. You know, this would be right after you get up the red line. It runs, halfway down Addison Street, really. So it's really going to change sort of the look of the southern side of the ballpark, because it's two stories. It's glass. It doesn't look like Wrigley Field. It's green, but it looks like, it looks like a big glass building. So it'll be a very, very prominent location, and we'll see if there's any changes of it as it goes through the approval process.
Right, and it's going to make that sidewalk pretty crowded, especially when people get off the L there, and it is going to change the look of Wrigley Field from Addison Street. Well, we'll see what the Landmarks Service says about this. And talking about Landmarks, Muddy Waters' Kenwood home has cleared a major hurdle towards landmark status, and this is a great home because it wasn't just Muddy Waters who was there, right?
Right. I think that's part of my favorite part of the Muddy Waters house, which could eventually become a museum, is that he was the icon in Chicago. But every time people would come through Chicago to visit or were playing here, they would come. They would stay with him, sleep on his couch, jam in his basement. Chuck Berry, Howlin' Wolf, Otis Spann, they've all spent some time there. So there's just so much history in this house. It's at 4339 South Lake Park Avenue in Kenwood, and it is, admittedly, it's beat up right now. It was at one point could have been demolished, but Muddy's great granddaughter is working on a museum there, and yes, it got a landmark approval yesterday. It's got a couple more steps as well, but this one is pretty clearly a piece of Chicago history that could very well draw people from all over the world to come visit when they're in Chicago and learn about Chicago's blues history, see exactly how he lived. They're going to turn the basement into a jam space so people could play down there. So there would be a cool little element to the Kenwood neighborhood and a way just to keep Muddy's, not just his music, but his story and his home life alive.
That's great news. Some good Southside music on Saturday, right?
Right, yeah. Speaking of Southside music, it's really be everywhere around South Shore tomorrow. There's an event called the Back Alley Jazz Fest, which is really 10 events spread out all over South Shore. We've got a full list of the addresses, but they're going to be it's going to be spread out in backyards. It's going to be in parking lots. It's going to be outside the old Regal Theater. Just a bunch of little pop-up jazz events, kind of a throwback to when they used to do a lot of this in the past, in the 50s, where it would just be places to go all over the neighborhood. So they're trying to revive that, teach some of the younger generations a little bit about the music of their parents and grandparents. Really a great event, and it's going to be hard to miss. Like I said, 10 different spots. It's called the Back Alley Jazz Fest. It runs noon to 7:45. Not every show is, 8 hours. They're staggered a little bit, but lots of good stuff tomorrow in the South Shore neighborhood.
Thank you, Seamus. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, Bob, you too, and congratulations on Jack Rosenberg Way. Well done.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a big day for us a week from Wednesday. Extremely Local News, sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com.